Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I have to ask the question, and they put it on Twitter, because look, I know people are hot and emotional after football matches, and that happens.
I know people feel
your feelings, you know, that's what I would preach on all this stuff. It's an emotional roller coaster. It's a pastime. If it wasn't, you know, people don't feel this way about chess, and they don't get this way about Crown Green Bowls. You can do, because every sport's got its exciting moments, but Liverpool give you them for like 90 minutes twice a week, you know, and then everything in between. It baffles me, the people who are publicly stating, because that's what it is when you go on social media and you type things out and you put it out there into the world, that the title is gone, when Liverpool are level on points with Arsenal with 7 games still to be played. Mm-hmm. I am fully appreciative that we've made it harder for ourselves than we'd have all liked. Obviously, because if we'd beaten Manchester United, we'd still be clear on points, top of the league. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get into this whole, you know, if we score a goal and a half more per game than Arsenal over the next 7 games, then it won't, you know, all that kind of shit. The point is that it's 7 games of football. We're right there. We're right in the mix. We'd all prefer it to be more in Liverpool's hands. But does anyone not believe it's possible?
I'm fully on board with it being possible.
Yeah. I think it's very much on.
For me, just quickly on that, I think what yesterday is more than anything, obviously it's a frustration, obviously it's them, amplifies it to make it even worse. It's the what might have been element of yesterday, because we should be clear. And I also think on that as well, I think obviously the impending departure of Jurgen Klopp, what we know is coming down the line, makes all this a lot worse because it's so, so important. If it wasn't important enough anyway to go and win this Premier League with fans and all that sort of stuff, the fact we know this is our last opportunity to do it with Jurgen at the helm makes emotions run even higher. That's all I'd say on it.
Yeah. No, I think I said on the video, it's just you're allowed to feel how you feel after the game. Yeah. And for me, it was disappointing for the main reason that we battered them. We absolutely had the chances, but no one could put the ball in the back of the net. And you needed someone to be a hero in that game, and no one really stepped up to be that hero. But like you said, we've had games where that happens. For me, it wasn't a case of ever sit down and say, oh, we're out of this title race. It was more of, we've got to forget about this quickly and we've got to go again. And it's frustrating at the fact that it's now not just on us. We've also got to rely on other teams dropping points or dropping goal difference, which a team above us doesn't seem to concede loads of goals. So mine was just more of the frustration that I thought we were excellent and we didn't come out with what we deserved because of our finishing. And ultimately, it does make it harder, but you've got how many games left? 7 games left of Jurgen Klopp in the Premier League. And I'm just going to go into them and try and get behind the lads as much as possible, because that is all I can do as a fan. And if that gives them some bit of extra motivation or a bit of support that helps us get over the line, then that's what I'm going to do. And even if it doesn't get us over the line, it's 7 more games with the greatest manager I'll ever see manage Liverpool Football Club. And I've got to enjoy that no matter what.
Until the next great one.
Until the next
one. I might not be alive. Liverpool are taking years off my life.
Weeks away. Dave?
If you'd have asked me straight out of the game, obviously, you know, you say you were emotional. I think my head had absolutely gone, as you can hear from this. So I rarely just scream blue murder at a screen when I'm watching the game. But yeah, there was very much loads of that. But no, I think the difference to previous, because obviously it feels like we've had our fingers burnt playing Wolves at home at the end of the season a couple of times, and the fact that the fixture list has thrown that up again, it's like you know, the last thing we want to be is going to the last game of a season, 1 or 2 points, and you know, we're away from where we want to be. Mm. Potentially, this time, there's a difference where we are currently ahead of the team who've, you know, been able to take advantage of what we haven't been able to do. Mm. The fact that there's Arsenal in there is interesting. But I think that the goal difference is irrelevant to a point, because I think if we're gonna make it up, then it's gonna be. I don't think there's gonna be a game where we score like 7 or 8.
They
in a
drop
game.
Points.
I think it's more. It's more a case of they drop points, yeah. And I don't think it's a case of they drop points by being beaten. I think it's they drop points because potentially the front players are knackered, yeah, from having to play Champions League games and then having to play league games. So potentially I think you're looking at them drawing a game. Mm. I mean, you know, I might be wrong. They might win all this, and in which case you hold your hands up and say,
exactly,
well done.
Yeah.
And because at the start of the season, no one was saying that we were going to be, like, you know, level on points for seven, yeah, level on points for top of the league with 7 games to go.
Yeah, we had a super chat in very early doors while we were doing this, from NK. Says it feels like a massive momentum shift, which is super scary, but we need to stay supportive and believe. Klopp made us believe, so don't let him down. Mm. Look, again, we've seen it happen now. It's now in the last like month, that momentum has shifted about 3 different
yeah
ways.
Yeah.
You know, when we left
last
when
weekend,
when we finished that Arsenal game, we lost to Arsenal. Mm. The momentum was technically actually with Man City because they had the games in hand that were going to take them to top of the league, and they never capitalised on that. And then it was also in Arsenal, and Arsenal actually have carried that momentum,
yeah,
but despite carrying that momentum, being in this wild goal scoring form which has led to them racking up the goal difference, here we are on 71 points alongside Liverpool, who have been stuttery a little bit at times throughout that, and haven't been as fluid in front of goal, and haven't been banging it, haven't been watertight defensively as well. Mm. And again, we've been sort of ticking along without, you know, a lot of these footballers as well. The thing that got me in as part of this is how many people are very quick to be like, that is the point, that if Liverpool miss out, it'll be Old Trafford. And I would like to remind everyone that Liverpool had a legitimate goal not given in a game of football this season. So, against Tottenham Hotspur, and I would contend, and when everyone scoffed when they said Liverpool wanted to replay that game, and I would come back to this, if Liverpool lose out by any increment between 1 and 3 points on this league title, then that is, you know, let us never forget that that was something that was taken out of Liverpool's hands and given.
Get the asterisks.
Doesn't bear. It's bear thinking about.
But look, it's 7 games of football. Yeah. I don't agree with this notion that Liverpool are the only team that are capable of fucking it up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You know, well, just on that, actually, sorry, I think that's probably our toughest game out of the way in the running for us personally, just not because they're very good, because I don't believe they are, just because of what it means,
well,
and all the intangibles in the round, exactly, yeah, the psychological impact has and all that sort of stuff. And we spoke all season about which of these teams going for the title now, was Arsenal, Man City, who looks like putting a real sustained winning run together, and we've kind of come to the conclusion it's nobody.
Yeah.
The fact that we drew yesterday makes the likelihood of us going 7 wins straight a little bit higher. Dale have to do something like 9-10 to go and do that. So that's something, maybe being ultra positive and being sort of glass half full, that's something I'm clinging on to going. And also the fact that we are playing well for all intents and purposes, but not quite clicking in certain departments, which is clearly the final third. If that starts to click together, there's just certain things, as you mentioned, the key players coming back as well. There's a couple of things to cling on to from yesterday for me. And one of them, probably the key factor you mentioned there, Champions League coming back is a big thing, Europe as well. But I just think, yeah, the fact that they now need to go, what would it be, 9-10 games winning on the spin, that feels very difficult to do, whereas we need to win 7. Possible.
Absolutely. Yeah, but no reason not to believe, I think, ultimately, is it? And I hate to be that guy, because I've done, again, I've been doing this a long time, and I know it's saying things, saying, this, you know, I think it's right to say we'd have all bitten anyone you ask's hand off to be in this situation with 7 games to be played. It's hard to detract or to take away, to subtract what we've, where we could have been and where we were the week before and all that kind of stuff. It will remain true if we lose the next game and we're 3 points behind. We still would have bitten anyone else to be 3 points with 6 games. So I realize it gets away from you pretty quick. Yeah. But as long as Liverpool manage to not have it catastrophically collapse, I just wanted to be interesting. I said it before, it sounds just so stupid. I don't get to choose how the season ends. I don't, you know, but I know how I would choose it to end. Obviously, it's Liverpool winning the league, but I want us to win it in one of them mad moments where you're on the radio and you're waiting to hear scores, because I've twice been in Anfield when I've heard
the wrong end of that.
We've been on the wrong end of it twice, but I can also tell you the feeling I felt in the brief moments where we had is unlike Glenn anything Murray. I've ever felt in the history of anything ever.
If you could bottle Anfield up after Glenn Murray had scored.
I was there. What a day. If we win all 7, do we think we win the league?
Yes.
Okay. So it is in our hands.
One thing, North London derby that I'm looking at, and then it's.
I think Champions League's got a
Chelsea
huge as well.
Chelsea have got to go. Yeah. I know Chelsea are mad as a box of frogs, but they hate Arsenal. Yeah. They absolutely hate Arsenal. The other one is, if we'd have won yesterday, do you not think there'd have been a huge sort of like faux coronation? It's like, oh well, it's Liverpool's to lose now, and it's like, so
which I'd have happily dealt with.
Yeah, I mean, it makes to be fair, obviously. You know what I mean it's like, oh well, they can only fuck it up from here, can't they? So
well, we took pressure off ourselves in that instance as well, because you have to spot it. And also, that, to come back to my point from earlier, that would have meant an 11 game winning run, something like that for us, which again feels really difficult to do. So at some point we have to drop points. We've done it now, it's over.
Listen, again, you know, we've got the Europa League to come, which we'll talk about that in part two, and yeah, we just got to continue to sort of tick away. And it goes back to this point of you don't get to pick the winner of the league, because if you did, we'd all choose our team, and that, therefore there'd be 20 winners, you know, because every football fan would have a choice, wouldn't he?
We all said it was going to go down to the last game of the season about 4 weeks ago, and it's still very much the case.
How we bounce back from this is going to be vital. That Crystal Palace game, is it right? And that's next at home. We just got to pick ourselves up and get a win there. And then not worry about everything else. I said this last week, don't worry about goal difference. Goal difference will either sort itself out, or it won't be needed. Because it so very rarely decides anything in footy. I think it decided a Klopp League title under Mainz once upon a time. Negatively, I believe, actually, but you know, so it's possible. But I said before, a plus nine goal difference looks absolutely
unconquerable.
Totally. But things change, they do.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.